Soros-funded group, we need to abolish ICE to protect accused visa fraudsters. By John Binder on November 29, 2019. An open borders lobbying group, partially funded by billionaire George Soros, says we need to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency to protect foreign nationals accused of visa fraud. This week, ICE announced additional arrests in the case of a fake university set up by the Department of Homeland Security that sole purpose was to keep foreign nationals on student visas in the United States under the disguise that they were enrolled in school. In total, about 250 foreign nationals have been arrested in the scheme. Justice Department officials said 100% of the foreign citizen students never spent a single second in a classroom because the fake university had no teachers and provided no educational services. A number of the foreign nationals had transferred to the fake university after leaving schools that had lost accreditation. Federal agents said the foreign students merely enrolled at the fake university to keep their student visa and eventually land a diploma, knowing that they would not be receiving an actual education. Also arrested in the scheme are those accused of helping recruit foreign students. The group United We Dream wrote in a post that the case underscores why ICE must be abolished in order to end all interior immigration enforcement. All year, ICE has been running a fraudulent university debate and arrest. Mostly Indian, immigrants looking for a chance at higher education, the group wrote on Twitter. They've arrested 250 people. This agency is vile. We need to hashtag abolish ICE. United We Dream is partially funded by Soros's Open Society Foundation. The group also works closely in promoting an end to national borders, as well as amnesty for all illegal aliens, with the Soros-funded American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. At any given time, there are roughly 40,000 foreign students in the U.S. who attend schools deemed to be diploma mills, that is, institutions that pose as universities to provide foreign nationals with student visas and diplomas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.